Almost 5 months have passed since American internet freedom activist Aaron Swartz was found hanged in his New York apartment. Now his fiancée says he was far from being depressed in the days leading up to his suspicious death. In an interview with the British weekly The Observer, Taryn Steinbrückner-Hoffman says Swartz had proposed to her only a month before his death. Kaufman said Swartz had always been ambiguous about marriage during their 18-month relationship. In the immediate aftermath of his death, Kaufman decried that she called an unfair prosecution that had brought intolerable pressure on the man she loved. Swartz was facing a criminal trial for alleged computer fraud and downloading millions of academic material. For this, Swartz was expected to be sentenced to pay several million dollars in fines and up to 35 years in prison. Swartz was a critic of U.S. President Barack Obama's so-called kill list. In an interview with Russia Today, he had even criticized the U.S. and Israel for their cyber warfare against Iran. Well, Infowars.com's Alex Jones joins us from Austin to discuss this further. Mr. Jones, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, it is a known fact that Swartz was a critic of the Obama government, of the American policies, as well as specifically the kill list. And suspicion still surrounds his death. What do you make of it, first of all?
Well, he was openly saying, and excuse me, I'm in an airport right now. He was openly saying that he was going to fight the charges. They were fraudulent. He was going to beat them. And so I believe that they probably actually killed him, not that they harassed him until he committed suicide. They could hang me in my home and say that I committed suicide. This is a very dangerous precedent. One of the friends, one of the supposed Boston bombing patsies, who said that he thought it was the government doing it, he was shot in the top of the head by the FBI during an interrogation. So in America now, you don't get a judge or a jury or a trial. The FBI just drops by and hangs you or shoots you in the top of the head. And there's no doubt. I know people that know Swartz. I know people that are off record talking to me about the Boston bombing brothers as well. And there is no doubt from their research that this entire thing is a staged event.
Right. Now, earlier in May, a court in the U.S. sided with the prosecution in keeping evidence secret with regards to the case against Swartz that was about illegally downloading information from MIT and other networks, so to speak. What do you? It raises the question over what is it that they want to hide?
Well, Aaron Swartz was facing 35 years in prison for downloading stuff basically on the MIT library. Most of this stuff was 30, 40, 50 years old. They were persecuting him because he led the real effective grassroots movements for internet freedom here in the United States. And he was against the big corporations that are setting up kind of a corporatocracy here. In the words of even CNET News, that's CBS News, Chinese style or communist style or Russian style net censorship. So what happened was he was against government web censorship, and so they basically harassed him and hounded him and charged him for 35 years in jail for something that would be like jaywalking, walking across the street, and then said he committed suicide. But I don't buy that. I have known Pulitzer Prize winners like Gary Webb, who exposed CIA drug dealing, who told me he was being followed and that he had a big book coming out and that he was shot twice in the head. So it's beyond them harassing him, in my view, in my research, until he committed suicide. I believe that clandestine forces, may have even been corporate forces, that want this $100 billion a year cybersecurity spy grid killed Aaron Swartz.
And Mr. Jones, very quickly, if you can, right now we're going to see the trial of Bradley Manning starting soon as well. This is a time when many are asking questions over what is the future of people like Swartz in the U.S.?
Well, their future is death, unless we all stand together. I mean, we have mainline reporters that do interviews with people from the State Department on just issues like North Korea. It's not even secret information, and they're being arrested, the State Department people, the journalists. So this is a persecution against real media and against the conscience of America. America is full of moral good people, but we've been very, very naive about how corrupt the globalists are. And so now that people are waking up, they're trying to persecute the press and whistleblowers. So there is a war going on against truth tellers and people that have conscience in America. But I'll say this in closing. I believe the persecution of whistleblowers, I believe the persecution of whistleblowers, the persecution of government people, the persecution of media has now backfired. And people have got past their fear. You're going to see a lot more whistleblowers.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Infowars.com's Alex Jones joining us from Austin. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.